Hello and welcome to the EFICO podcast, our community of professionals, managers, and organizational leaders who are enthusiastic about learning and improving themselves and their organizations. Today, we are going to explore the subject of creativity and innovation, particularly one of the most popular tools for creative thinking, brainstorming. You see, every day in our organizations, we carry out some brainstorming in our meetings, in our discussions, even while we are trying to solve problems, overcome challenges, or take advantage of opportunities. Our experience and the evidence from research shows that most people, organizations, and teams do not get the most out of brainstorming, because they do not observe some of the important principles and rules for effective brainstorming. This is what we'll be discussing today on the EFICO podcast. As usual, we will begin by taking a word from our sponsors, the e-paper vendor.
Is that your score on your promotion exam?
No, but if I can save 83% of the cost of newspapers, I imagine I will get a promotion.
How? By not buying newspapers for the office anymore?
No, by switching to the full digital version from the e-paper vendor. It costs up to 83% less and gives you even greater value.
So I can switch my entire organization to the e-paper vendor?
It's simple. Call the e-paper vendor on 0703-769-9479 or visit www.bebetterbooks.biz to enjoy the huge cost savings on your favorite Nigerian newspapers.
It's unbelievable, but true. I am switching to the e-paper vendor.
Welcome back. Our goal for today's episode is to get you to improve your ability to solve problems, overcome challenges, and take advantage of opportunities more creatively using the powerful tool of brainstorming. To achieve this, I will introduce a theoretical framework that explains the origins of effective brainstorming. Then I will share 8 rules for effective brainstorming that arise from that fundamental theory. And then I would also introduce 3 of the most common approaches to brainstorming and explore some of their strengths and their weaknesses. According to Professor Teresa Amabile of Harvard Business School's Componential Theory of Innovation, the 3 drivers of creativity and innovation are 1, domain skills, that is about being an expert in that particular area or field. 2, intrinsic motivation, that is about loving the work that you do in that particular area. And 3, the sub-skills of innovation, that is about knowing how to diverge, to come up with many ideas, and to converge, to select the best ideas, and to do them separately. Brainstorming is one of the tools for divergence, for coming up with many ideas. And the underlying principles of effective divergence are that we should defer judgment, we should go and push for more ideas, we should seek novelty, and that we should make connections between the ideas and build on them. In practice, therefore, these principles can be translated into 8 rules for effective brainstorming as follows. Rule 1, go for quantity. Everyone should strive to get more ideas and options. At the point of brainstorming, quantity and not quality is the goal. Rule 2, push for for more ideas. Everyone should be focused on exhausting all options available and encouraging and challenging each other to come up with more ideas. Rule number 3, look for wild ideas. Please, while brainstorming, do not just focus on what is quite obvious. Remember, wild ideas lead to more creative solutions. So think wild. Rule number 4, build on others' ideas. What you say may inspire others, so say something. And allow others to say something too. You never know where the inspiration for the great wild idea will come from. Rule number 5, there are no good or bad ideas, so feel free to say what you feel. Which is related to rule number 6, the only bad idea is the idea that we did not hear. Rule number 7, do not evaluate. Again, since there are no good or bad ideas, do not evaluate or judge the contributions of others. And finally, rule number 8, do not be in a hurry. Do not be hasty to grab onto the first set of ideas that sound good. You see, the earlier ideas or options are often the obvious ones that everyone else in the world knows. It takes a while for great ideas to come, so please give it some time. So now that you understand the foundational theory, the principles, and the rules for effective brainstorming, let me introduce you very quickly to 3 very popular approaches to brainstorming. They are what we call the round-robin approach, the free-wheeling approach, and the sleep method. Let me try to explain them one after the other. The first approach that is very common is called the round-robin, where the leader or the facilitator asks people to contribute one after the other in order of their sitting or in any order that works. Now, this way, everyone is put on the spot to contribute something. And if you have nothing to contribute, you can just indicate and pass. This method is very good because it ensures that everyone gets a chance to contribute and no one person or groups of persons dominate the conversation. It also allows for riding on other people's ideas and making connections. Its major drawback, however, is that it takes away the spontaneity that fuels creativity. Also, if it is not done properly, it can lead to the judgment and criticism and evaluation of people's ideas. The second approach to brainstorming is free-wheeling. Now, this is where the facilitator or the leader just allows anyone who is inspired and has a contribution to make to do so, either by just saying it aloud or by raising their hands and then they are allowed to speak. The obvious advantage here is the spontaneity that comes with just allowing people to speak freely. The obvious drawbacks are that you might have some people dominating the conversation and other people remaining quiet. It can also be easily abused with hasty judgment if clear rules are not set. Also, some people who are reserved and shy or who are cautious about the political ramifications of their contributions may just never contribute. And who knows? Those people may have had the most valuable contributions, those wild ideas that will have transformed your situation. This method too can be very rowdy and quite exhausting because people will be constantly jostling for opportunities to speak and make contributions. The sleep method is the third approach that some groups use when brainstorming. In the sleep method, everyone writes down their contributions and places it anonymously into a central place, And then all the contributions are either read out or they are aggregated to a final position. Now, this method is great when it is time to make decisions or to choose one issue or the other and decide which opinion is more popular within the group. It also helps the shy and reserved people to express themselves and eliminates the possibility of political ramifications and judgment. The only drawback that I see is that it doesn't allow you to ride on and build on other people's ideas the way the round robin or free willing does. Interestingly, there is actually a fourth method of brainstorming called brain writing, which has actually been found to be the best and most effective way of brainstorming. Unfortunately, it requires a more graphic illustration that may not be possible in a podcast. So I encourage you to take advantage of our micro-learning course on creativity and innovation that is available at www.onlineefiko.com to learn more about brain writing and the other 25 or so tools of creative problem solving that are explained in detail in that course. Now, I trust that you have found our exploration on creativity and innovation and the powerful tool of brainstorming useful. By applying these theories, principles, rules, and approaches to brainstorming effectively, you will certainly improve the quality of decision-making in your team and organization. I look forward to connecting with you same time next week on another learning-filled episode of the EFIKO podcast. My name is Omagbishe Barrow, and I am your online EFIKO.